right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good as always. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. I forgot, as you can see, this blank spot on my desk. Forgot my iPad tonight, so I just have to say hey to everybody as a group tonight in the chat because I can't see who's on. Aaron can, but I can't. So hey, everybody in the chat tonight. Love each and every one of you. Thanks for being here tonight. Love you. I'll be able to see the rants at the end of the show. So, but anyway, love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. But we'll just hop right to it. Let's go. We're going to open up in Trump section of the show. This is one of those shows where I'm going to have to do a whole section. It's right after Trump here on the NBA thing. I don't even want to do it, but everybody knows. I mean, I don't care. I mean, the NBA has turned out to be very corrupt. A lot of cheating going on. Huge 4-year-long investigation. You got Stephen A. Smith out there talking about this as if Trump is going after the NBA because of their political opposition to him. It has nothing to do with this that at all. It shows you how, and there's times where I like Stephen A. Smith, but there's times like this where he just comes across as galactically ignorant because this investigation began over 4 years ago. So this has nothing to do with Trump. He just brought it home. It's FBI agents that were working for Christopher Wray. This has nothing to do with Trump, really, except they brought it home. They're doing the indictments and making the arrests and everything else. Chauncey Billups was arrested today. If you don't remember, I remember that from my time played in the 90s. He played late 90s, 1997 to 2014, I think. That's what I saw in the news today. So I remember him. He's also now the head coach for the Portland Trail Blazers. But anyway, he's arrested today. But others too. But anyway, we'll get to that. But I hate getting to it. I hate getting to it.
I don't like it.
You know, I don't like it. But anyway, because I just care about the politics stuff. If it's not Letitia James being perp walked, I really don't care. And James Comey being perp walked. I mean, the guys from the NBA, I don't have any animus towards those guys. They're all a bunch of leftists, but I mean, I don't really care about them.
Yeah.
You have outspoken, uneducated, ignorant morons like LeBron James. But other than that, I really don't care. But anyway, let's get on to Trump here. Eric Doherty tweet. Breaking in an outrageous move, Senate Democrats reject. Here we are. I believe this is number 12 now. This is the 12th time they've rejected the CR, the clean CR, just the continuing resolution. Clean CR, nothing added to it. That's what they voted to approve in March and now they're, or July, whatever it was. And now they're not vote. I think it is March. But they're now, right now, they're refusing to vote on this or voting against this clean CR. And I hate the CR too, but again, Democrats are trying to add on to, now this CR adds $2 trillion worth of debt onto our current debt, $37 trillion. So it'll take us to $39 trillion over the next fiscal year, October through October. And the Democrats, that's not good enough for them. $2 trillion of debt isn't good enough for them. They want $3.3 trillion worth of debt. It needed 60 votes. It didn't happen. The vote comes after Democrats admitted suffering is their leverage. So they reject. So Trump was just actually not even trying to pass the CR here. All he was trying to pass, or I guess you could say this is Thune. And of course, Thune's in favor of deficit spending. But anyway, in paying federal employees, I'm not fire them all. Fire everybody but the military, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Everybody but the fire them all. What do they do for us? Nothing. But I digress. But this was just simply to pay federal employees. Now, every Democrat will mug and don't ever get in the way of a Democrat in CNN, a CNN camera. They'll mug in front of a CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, whatever camera, and say, we really feel bad for these federal employees. There's 4 million of them that are not being paid. Of course, we went over last night. What did the Democrats do on the seat? Today's Thursday, so it would have been Tuesday night. What did the Democrats do all night long? They were reading poetry on the Senate floor or on the congressional floor. I don't remember which one. I believe it was this may have been congressional floor. But anyway, they're reading poetry. So that means that when they're doing that, Capitol Hill Police Department has to be there with them. So you have these guys who are not receiving. I hate the Capitol Hill Police Department, just to make that clear, as I said last night. But anyway, I don't hate every cop. I just hate the department in general because they're corrupt. But anyway, and we can go over that. I can't listen to that. That show's gone. If I start talking about Fanone, if I start talking about Gunnell or Harry Dunn, show's over. Absolutely over.
It's over.
It's over. It's done. But anyway, the cops, they're not playing the Capitol Hill Police, have to stay with them as basically they filibuster all night long reading poetry. That's who they are, disgusting human beings. They really are. My favorite word for a Democrat is an R word called repulsive. They just are absolutely repulsive, repugnant, disgust. I mean, they really are disgusting human beings. I'll bet you a lot of them do actually physically smell. I'll bet you right now some of them just absolutely, really do absolutely physically smell. I'll bet you. Because they, yeah, it just has to eventually come out of your pores. That sulfur, demonic smell. So here you are. This isn't even the CR, so I apologize for misinforming you. I knew about it earlier, and I've just lost. I've been gone all day, busy all day. But anyway, this was simply a bill. This is a line item bill to pay federal employees. And by the way, I don't like federal employees either. So I don't want them paid, but this all that it is, the Democrats, this is what this, all this, this if you want to call it a line item bill or whatever you want to call it, legislation. I'll just call it a line item bill for ease of conversation. They're saying, you know what, here, we're just going to pass enough to pay the federal employees, like the military, like the Capitol Police, that we're going to, or ATF, FBI, whatever. And the Democrats voted against it. I mean, most federal employees, as we have found out recently, especially when DOGE came in, are not only Democrats, but Democratic Party fundraisers and funders, financiers. They give, all give. USAID, 98% of them are registered Democrats, and all of them, not every employee, but a lot of them, it's hyperbolic, but all of them donated to Democratic Party campaigns. None gave to Republicans. So these federal employees, just I hope they remember now that the people who are voting to not pay them, as well as all the other people, that are not going to get their SNAP benefits. And just for the record, I hate SNAP. Tom, you're full of hate. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't hate the people. I hate the programs. I hate that we have federal employees. You're like, Tom, don't we need a few? Yeah, like Will, military. You go fight our wars. We need people like Will to fight a war every now and then. Other than that, we're good. I mean, because again, I've never had one benefit ever. And as you heard me say ad nauseum 25 times probably on the show now that I've said this, the one time I needed them, FEMA, the one time I needed him, Hurricane Ian, $4 million worth of damage to this building. We stacked up all of our blown up insulation and drywall all in the back. And FEMA never came and picked it up as they're supposed to. So we paid $8,000 to have it hauled off.
Yep.
So, I mean, well, the one time I need him, and they've been taking, we all know that horrible four-letter word on our paychecks. And no, it's not that word. It's FICA. It begins with an F, though. But it's FICA. And all of our money goes, somewhere between 20 and 40% of our money goes into the federal government. We get nothing back. But don't worry, Will, Aaron, me, you, everybody watching, you and I are paying for Hoochie Mama in the hood, white or black, to go get Twinkies for her six kids, as well as her housing. We figured it out last night. There's people getting somewhere between, you know, $10,000, $12,000 a month. A mother of six, 12, you know, 10 to 12, eight, somewhere between eight and 12 grand a month. I mean, wouldn't you like to make $12,000 a month? I mean, 12 times 12, $144,000 a year. I think you could probably scrimp by on that, couldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so here's the Democrats. They just vote against a line item bill to simply pay essential American workers. What was their argument? Well, then that puts Russ Vogt, OMB director, Office of Management and Budget, OMB director Russ Vogt then gets to pick winners or losers. Well, wouldn't you rather have some winners? Because that what he's saying is what Democrats are saying is that Russ Vogt will then decide who is essential and who's not. Does that sound familiar, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Who's essential and who's not? Mm-hmm. The Democrats love to do that. Remember Gretchen Whitmer? You can buy a ladder during COVID, but not paint. You can buy a TV stand, but not a TV. Remember all that? You couldn't buy seeds.
Yep.
Remember that during COVID? All those different things? You could go, your church is closed, but right down the road, the weed store is wide open. The abortion clinic's open. You can stand within 6 feet of anybody you want as you kill your own child. So it's very funny that now Democrats are bothered by people being able to deem essential or not. They're bothered by that, by people being given the power to deem something or somebody essential. Wouldn't you rather? Because here's the thing. Out of the 4 million employees that we're dealing with, most of the Capitol Police Department are registered Democrats. Almost every federal worker outside of the military is a registered Democrat. So most of the people that would be chosen as winners, we're all winners, Seinfeld, would be a Democrat. So the Democrats are voting against paying Democrats. Chuck Schumer is vile. They shut the government down for illegals. They refuse to pay essential American workers. The people see what's happening. Chuck and Hakeem won't shake this off. GOP cannot cave to them is what it says later on in the tweet. So we have, I don't know, Aaron, see what you, what's our date count on the shutdown? If you find it for me, just send it to me when you get it. All right, let's go to the next one. Will Eric Doherty video breaking in an incredible gesture. So you have, let's set that up. Let's set it up now. You have Democrats refusing to pay federal employees. Donald Trump is actually paying day 23 of the shutdown. Thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
So here we are on day 23. So here, day 23, you have Democrats refusing to pay federal workers. Again, I'm not a fan of federal workers outside the military, but again, let's play the political game because that Democrats cry about federal workers not being paid. All the while, notice not one Democratic senator or congressman has come out and said, you know what, we'll refuse our paychecks till they get paid. And many of them, like Dan Goldman, is worth hundreds of millions. He married into the Levi Strauss family. So Dan Goldman is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He himself is not refusing his paycheck. All of them, like Sheldon, man, this, talk about the perfect racist name. If you're going to, you know, if you can just say what name is racist in the what would a racist be named? Sheldon Whitehouse. Of course, he's Democrat and belongs to an all white club. That you're not allowed to join the club if you're black. He still is part of that club. He himself also very rich. He's not refusing his paycheck either. None of them need it either. How greedy you have to be when you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and you're getting it, and all of them are getting paid $174,000 to $210,000 a year. We're already worth $300 million and you won't refuse that paycheck. And by the way, it's all retroactive, so you get it back after you refuse it. I mean, that's how repulsive and repugnant these idiots are, really. So you have Democrats refusing to pay or even deem some federal workers essential to be paid. And what is Trump doing while they're doing that? Play for me.
And a friend of mine talking about donors, a friend of mine, a man that's great. I'm not going to use his name unless he lets me do it. Susie can tell you about this, but he was he called us the other day and he said, I'd like to contribute any shortfall you have because of the Democrat shutdown. I'd like to personally contribute any shortfall you have with the military, because I love the military and I love the country. And any shortfall, if there's a shortfall, I'll contribute it. And today he sent us a check for $130 million.
Can you share who that is?
I would love to tell you. He doesn't really want the recognition, if you want to know the truth. But he gave us a check for $130 million.
And that's going to go to
which was sort of a shortfall, yeah. That's going to go to the military, yeah.
And what's your message?
So you have Trump, who is trying to, because what Trump found first was billions of dollars in Democratic Party slush funds. You know, like, Tom, they're not Democratic Party, but they really are. Everything wrong with America is in the Democratic Party. And the problem with the Republicans is they're spineless. But he found Democratic Party slush funds. In other words, funds allocated to Democratic Party prerogatives that wasn't being spent. So he has already pulled that to pay the military and pay other federal workers. He's already done that. But the Democrats are threatening to sue him if he does it. Imagine that. It goes back to the Epstein thing. You have Democrats on Capitol Hill. Release the Epstein files. Release the Epstein files. Release the Epstein files. While they're suing to not release the Epstein files in federal court. Because Trump was going to the actual court locations where Epstein trials took place and tried to get the transcripts released into the public. Because that's the real Epstein information. The Epstein file that John Brennan and James Comey and Chris Frey have had is all fraudulent. So he's going to the court to get everybody on the record and all their depositions. And the Democrats who are on Capitol Hill saying release the Epstein files, and Trump has something to hide because he doesn't want to release the Epstein files, are suing to keep them sequestered. And it's the exact same thing. Open the government. We want our federal workers paid. And then you have the Democrats come out and act like they love the military. Our soldiers are not being paid. And Trump finds billions to pay them. And then they sue Trump, or are threatening to sue Trump, to not pay them. This is how the real world is. White hats and black hats don't exist outside of Christian led by the Holy Spirit and people who are not led by the Holy Spirit. Yep. That's it. Yep. And many Christians who are supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit are only led by the Holy Spirit when it's convenient for them to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll just amen myself on that.
It's true.
And that is the way that it is. So, but anyway, so now Trump also threw another fundraiser. He finds a guy. I guarantee you the guy didn't just call up. He might have called up. But the guy just sends in $130 million for the military to be paid. They're all crying about Trump adding on the ballroom. Remember the glorious ballroom? Aaron found out it's Art Deco, right? Art Deco. It wasn't built that way. It was built colonial style. But the architectural style of 1942 was Art Deco, like you said, Empire State Building, right, Aaron?
Yep.
So that's Art Deco, right? And it's a glorious building, by the way. It's fun to go up to that thing. But anyway, the East Wing is ugly. It looks like an addition, like a faux colonial addition. So Trump's tearing down a wall and adding a ballroom. Why is he doing that? Because foreign dignitaries, and by the way, who was it? I forgot. Let's see if I can remember. But anyway, a conservative commentator, big name, if I remember it, I'll tell you, was talking about how he had been in the Trump White House in the first administration numerous times. And he said the White House is a dump. It actually smells like black mold. Well, what year was it built? I mean, this is a very old building. It needs to be renovated. No, don't renovate it. It's a historical structure. Does it have mold? It's not going to be historic very long if it has mold or termites. But anyway, so Trump is just tearing the facade off of that, off the East Wing, which was built in 1942. This isn't back in the 1800s. With 1800 pine. It's 1942, and it's an ugly reproduction. Trump's just tearing a wall off of it and adding a ballroom. The entire White House needs to be renoed because it's not good. It's not solid. But anyway, and everybody's renoed the thing. Everybody has. I mean, FDR put in a pool. Obama put in a basketball court. And Richard Nixon put in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
So it's been renoed many, many times. And Trump's trying to add a ballroom so that when dignitaries come, there's actually room to seat them. You ever watch the ceremonies in the White House? Everybody is packed in there like sardines. And Trump's trying to say, you know, we're gonna build a ballroom. And just like with the shutdown and getting our military paid, Trump's paying for it himself. He's paying for it, and if he's not paying it out of his own wallet, which he's paying a big chunk of it out of his own wallet, he's getting other people, other financiers to contribute. Not one dime. I mean, imagine we should all be rejoicing that finally our government is useful and actually benevolent for once and giving money themselves. As Aaron always says, if you want to give, Democrats, you can always give. You can always give to your federal government. You realize that when the IRS will take your extra money? Do everybody realize that? If you owe $5,000 and you want to send them $50,000, they'll take it.
Yeah.
They'll take it. Just designate it. I'm contributing this to the greater good of the United States of America. They'll take it. So Trump's finally, and Trump's trying to pay our employees. And Democrats are complaining about him building a ballroom onto the East Wing. They're complaining. There it is. Look at that glorious thing. Look at what that's going to look like. And Trump will maybe get a year out of that. Maybe. This will be for all future presidents. Trump will get maybe a year out of it. Of course, Bannon is out predicting right now that Trump will be the president in 2028. So, and I would listen closely to what Bannon says, because if there's anybody in the know, it's Roger Stone and Steve Bannon. Those two are in the know in the White House. Believe me, give it to me, Aaron.
Believe me.
I'm telling you, they are. So anyway, here you have Trump doing really good things and Democrats trying to stop him. And that's just, life really is simple. It's just hard. All right, let's go to the next one. Change the subject. Nick's order tweet. Another major, okay, where are we at? Major breaking. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has affirmed. They're like, Tom, this was already decided. No, because then it was appealed. Now it has to be affirmed. Ugh. Court of Appeals has affirmed their decision to allow President Trump to send National Guard troops into Portland. By the way, the Ninth Circuit is nothing. Maybe slightly right of Stalin. Maybe. So this is a huge win. But you know why it is that even the Ninth Circuit has to agree with Trump? Can anybody guess why? Because it blanketly says in the Constitution that Trump is operating within his own constitutional prerogative to dispatch the National Guard as he sees fit. And then Democrats just make up laws and make up steps to laws that don't exist. They make up the law, and then they make up steps that you have to take to obey the law, all of which don't exist because the original law doesn't exist. So Trump can now deploy the troops to Portland en masse, as he should do. And just on the threat of that, the Antifa camp in front of the federal building in Portland has already come down, just in anticipation of it. All right, go to the next one for me. Mike Davis tweet, another major legal victory for Trump. President Trump, from the Ninth Circuit again, beats Gavin Newsom this time. So he beats the state of Washington in the first one. Now he's beating the state of California under Gavin Newsom in the Ninth Circuit en banc case. Trump can federalize California and Hesha. God, I love it. Just federalize them. Federalize their freaking butts. Federalize them. I love it. You know what? I was going to say something that wasn't true. I was going to say I'm usually not vindictive. Those are my friends laughing.
Wrong.
They're not laughing. It is my carnal nature to be vindictive.
Yeah.
But I do resist it.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you, Aaron. That's like my best buddy right there. Yep. So there you go. So there it is. I do resist it, but I do have a tendency to be vindictive and confrontational and combative.
Yeah.
And kind of look for fights.
He does.
And, but I resist it.
It's been good.
I try to be right. Yeah. Been good. Cleaned up my act pretty well. You're like, Tom, aren't you a pastor? Yeah. Are you a finished product? I'm not. So I have to clean up my act. I make mistakes.
Yeah.
I say things, especially saying things I shouldn't say and getting into confrontations. I shouldn't get into it. But I believe I've got a clean 2025 where I don't think I've gotten near, because I nearly get in a fist fight every year of my life.
Yeah.
Somewhere. And like, are you serious? I'm serious. So
he's serious.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, but I think I've got a clean 2025 going on, I think.
I think there might have been one road rage thing.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Well, no, that was October of 20.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Tommy.
Oh, then you're clean.
Tommy's Jacksonville
fight. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm clean.
Yeah.
I'm clean for 2025.
Hey, that's good.
I mean, and we're almost there.
We're almost done.
We're almost done.
Hold it together.
We need to like, keep me out of certain situations.
Yeah, keep
and
you out of home.
I might make it. So, but here, though, I'm like, just federalize them. Just to stick it to them. Just to stick it to Gavin Newsom. Just federalize them and send them right into L.A. Send them in with ICE. Send them in. I would love it. To support federal immigration efforts. There we go. Let's go to the next one. Fact post. Now, just so everybody knows, this would be actually more apropos named fictional post or lie post, because fact post is hyper left. They say and they're just outraged by this, but to me, this was all great news. That's why I actually snipping tooled it before I knew what fact post was. So I didn't know they were leftists, and I still would have used it. I use leftist posts because it's actually accurate. But it's so funny. FactPost puts that out as if this is a denunciation. This is a horrible thing. But for me, I looked at it and went, oh, man, it's great news.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody endorsing it. The following outlets are no longer credentialed at the Pentagon. New York Times, out of the Pentagon. Washington Post, out of the Pentagon. CBS, NBC, ABC, Reuters, and Fox,
yeah,
out of the Pentagon. Isn't that great? I love it. The following outlets are now credentialed. Lindell TV, Tim Pool, Jack Posobiec. I wish it said TLP.
Yeah.
TP USA, Gateway Pundit, The National Post, and The Post Millennial. The people that I follow on there, follow Tim Pool, I follow Posobiec, TP USA, Gateway Pundit, National Post, and Post Millennial. I follow all of them. And I follow Mike Lindell himself, I don't know if I follow Lindell TV. But anyway. So this is great news. Now, why did this happen? Go to the next one for me, Will. Sergeant Mac 87 tweet, this is why it happened. This is the guy actually answering to this leftist post. Now share why this happened. You're so outraged that it happened. Why did it happen? Because each and every one of these outlets that's now been kicked out of the Pentagon refused to comply with Pentagon OPSEC rules. Will, you have any idea what that operational? It must be.
Security.
I think it might be.
Operational
I don't know.
Security.
Operational security. Thank you, buddy. Operational security rules. So they refuse to comply with operational security rules. Why? Because they're spies? Oh, that couldn't
no.
be.
No.
I mean, no.
No.
Right? I mean, they don't lie for their own political purposes.
It's NBC.
You don't trust CBS. You don't trust Jake Tapper.
Come on.
You don't trust the New York Times. I mean, what? I mean, what? So they refuse to follow security rules. As Will said, operational security rules, and turned in their credentials. Instead, they turned them in. Crazy, right, that the USA would not want journalists leaking sensitive information in the middle of covert operations. You know, as we saw, Reuters actually got funded. How much Reuters get funded to destroy Elon Musk? $300 million. Where did they get it from? Joe Biden's USAID.
Mm.
But we can trust them, though. I mean, we can obviously trust them, right? So they're out of the Pentagon, not because they were kicked out. They simply chose to leave because they didn't want to comply with security regulations inside of our Defense Department in the Pentagon. Why would you not want to comply? Why is it that you would not want somebody to have ID to vote? Simple, very simple, because you want corruption in our elections. Would everybody agree? Mm-hmm. So why would you not want to follow OPSEC rules? Why? What would be your motive? Because because what it is, I guarantee they have to sign something. And if they sign it and then violate it, they're perjuring themselves, probably felonious perjury. And they don't want to deal with that when they leak the information that they're not supposed to leak. That's why. I mean, the whole collusion hoax is kind of starts with this sort of deal, these sort of pseudo leaks. All right, so all of them are out of the Pentagon. Let's go to the next. Still in the Trump section of the show at 9:33. Johnny Midnight video. I'm sorry, Will, am I wrong? Where are we at? Johnny Midnight video? Yep, is a video. Looked like a... All right, George Stephanopoulos, this is a great video. Love this video. But pay close attention to the verbiage here. It's awesome. And this guy from Walmart actually needs to run for political office. He's sharp. George Stephanopoulos, I'm not saying he's a good person, but he needs to run for political office. Stephanopoulos tries to bash Trump economy. Response from Walmart U.S. CEO, but it backfired. Play for me.
What Thanksgiving first. Food prices are up, especially turkey. So what are you doing to help customers keep the cost down?
Well, good morning, George. It's great to see you. We are really excited about what we have planned for this year at Thanksgiving, and I can't believe it's already that time of year. But this is a time of year when people are busy. They don't want to sacrifice quality, and we want to do all we can to help them celebrate the holiday any way they want, and we want to do it in a way that's very affordable with a lot of value. So I want to talk about a couple things with the Thanksgiving basket. You know, first, we started putting together this idea of having the entire basket easy to purchase, easy to assemble back in 2022. And this year, we will have the best prices on this basket we've had since the program started. We're down about 25% from last year, down about $14 for the basket, which puts us in a position where this basket is just under $4 a person when serving 10 people. Mm-hmm. So we have a great basket that has a mix of our great brands, like Butterball turkeys. Our turkey prices, George, are all the way back to what they were in 2019 at 97 cents a pound. So we're really excited about the progress. I was really impressed when the team brought me this. It was better than I expected. So we're looking forward to a great holiday season, and we want to help people celebrate any way they want and do it at a great rate.
So this is actually hilarious, right? So their basket, their Thanksgiving basket, which they've been doing for 6 years now, so there's a track record here, is $14 cheaper than last year's basket. Now, every Democrat's going all around the country right now while they refuse to pay federal workers, which, by the way, has a bad effect on our economy because there's sadly so many federal workers, but you're also then dealing with federal contractors who work for federal workers. But anyway, so the basket, Thanksgiving basket, is actually $14 cheaper than this time last year. And Aaron, who was the president last year?
I think it was Biden.
Yeah, Robinette Biden last year was the president. It's $14 cheaper and the lowest since 2019. And isn't it funny watching George Stephanopoulos actually insert his own head up his own rectum? Isn't it hysterical to watch him do it on national TV? As you are a devout leftist propagandist and certainly nothing near a journalist who actually wants the facts. Wouldn't you have, you know, never ask a question you don't know the answer to? You might not want to ask that, George, when you're going into the interview, because, man, you look like a glistening horse's anus right there on national TV, and you just expose yourself. At Chicago One Ray video, John Brennan went to Obama and told him Hillary was going to invent, get this now, John Brennan went to who? President Barack Hussein Obama. I'm putting this is the Trump collusion hoax section of the show. John Brennan's next to be indicted. He's been referred for criminal charges. Because John Brennan went to Obama and told him Hillary Clinton was going to invent a Russian collusion hoax. So, of course, they all met together, right? Because they did in July of 2016. They all met together and they said, well, Hillary Clinton's inventing this whole thing. So we should come out and denounce it, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Somebody's inventing.
Yeah.
A crime and inventing an accusation against another person for committing a crime, you would come out as a decent human being because you are, in fact, the director of the CIA. You are, in fact, the director of the FBI. Yep. You are the president of the United States, the vice president of the United States. You're Susan Rice. You would come out. You mean you would come out and say, yeah. I mean, Hillary Clinton's making this up. So
you have to. You're impartial.
Right. You're an impartial person. You're not in any way. You're not trying to, you're James Comey. You're impartial. You're in charge of the FBI, an impartial law enforcement agency. So you would come out and say Hillary Clinton's inventing this entire narrative, right?
Yeah.
No, what you do is what they did was they met and then investigated a crime that didn't exist. An incident that never occurred, that they all knew never occurred. It wasn't like they're like, let's find out if it occurred, because John Brennan went to Obama prior to that meeting and told him Hillary Clinton was going to invent the Russian collusion theory to distract from her email scandal. Here it is. Fox News, play for me.
What U.S. intelligence knew back in 2016, sources telling Fox News Digital that the U.S. intel had credible foreign sources indicating that the FBI would play a role in spreading the Trump-Russia collusion narrative. That was before the FBI launched its controversial probe. Now, CIA Director John Ratcliffe is expected to declassify intel from former special counsel John Durham's report on the origins of the FBI Trump campaign probe. Here to discuss what's next in this investigation and the legal ramifications for the big players, Jonathan Turley, GW Law Prof, Fox News contributor. Jonathan, I watched your interview of a couple days ago, and it was so good and so clear on an issue that can get fairly murky that I think it bears repeating. Why does this matter so much that the FBI and the CIA with Barack Obama decided to, it looks like, massage, manipulate, and manufacture intel?
Well, Laura, we're finally seeing parts of the timeline filled in, and it's creating a very damning picture. Remember in July 2016, John Brennan went to Obama and briefed him that Hillary Clinton was going to invent this Russian collusion theory to distract from her email scandal. And so that was back in July. And then we now know, because of recently declassified material, that months later, it was Brennan who intervened, overruled people at CIA, and put the Steele dossier, this infamous debunked report, into the assessment being used by the Obama White House at the very end of Obama's term. That helped seed this whole Russian collusion investigation that the FBI then used to effectively derail the first term of President Trump. Now, what's fascinating about this, Laura, is that they're saying that this is coming from foreign sources that heard that the FBI was going to be part of this. This is before the rollout, essentially, of this plan. This is the real Russian conspiracy. There wasn't a Russian collusion conspiracy. This is that conspiracy of people that seeded this investigation and intentionally kept it going, even lying to the courts. One person pled guilty to the crime of lying to the FISA court. And so these details are very important as they fill these things out. And Laura, just to finish this up, it's fascinating the response of the media. With the Russian collusion narrative that was funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign secretly, they denied that they were funding, that they funded the Steele dossier. But they took that, didn't question it. And it turns out that all these other people had heard about Hillary Clinton's plan, but these reporters that got Pulitzers for this didn't seem to bother to pursue those types of leads.
Jonathan, we could be seeing perjury charges. We could be seeing.
All right, so there we go. Now, you know, I can't, if I do, I'm not going to get to anything. I cannot deep dive into the collusion thing. It is one of those things where, for me, it's fun. So I can't do it. I can't deep dive into it. But we're talking about the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment, all the manipulation. But anyway, John Brennan went to Obama, told him Hillary Clinton's going to invent this thing. They all met in the White House and decided to investigate Trump for what Hillary invented. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. John Brennan, he spent the rest of his life in federal prison. It's really not difficult. I mean, that is really where we are at. And that is exactly what needs to happen. And as I said, we need to have big balls playing from AC/DC playing in the background, because we need the Republican Party, and in some ways, the Trump administration, not Trump himself, but the Trump administration needs to grow a giant set of nuts and actually put these people in federal prison. If you have to change jurisdictions, because, by the way, you can go into a different jurisdiction other than D.C. because these crimes were committed in other locations. And you can even make an argument that basically the crime that they committed would be committed nationally. So you can go to a red judge in a red jurisdiction. And a red judge is going to be impartial because they're constitutionalists. But I digress. So John Brennan needs to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. And it's all coming out, and he's been referred now to the DOJ. But I can, I'm hoping that the DOJ actually does what they're supposed to do. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. We will see. I hope that they do. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, I'm going to do one more section before I get to the part I don't want to do, which is the NBA. And we're going to fly through the NBA because I don't give a crap about it. Oh, we'll see. We'll see if I'm actually going to be short-winded. Can anybody? I don't have the chat to look at tonight.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll be able to.
I think you might fly through it.
Well, yeah, because I don't know anything about the NBA, but it's such a huge story. We've got to cover it. But anyway, let me cover this first. I call this my cabal section of the show. This is a little odd here to start it off, but anyway, this is Right to Life UK video. Lord Falconer, what a name, apropos name, says people with learning difficulties or autism could, with proper assistance, Aaron and Will, access assisted suicide.
Oh,
this is already happening in mass in the country of Canada. Play for him.
So in relation to people with various learning difficulties or autism, again, with proper assistance, they too can have that option.
The option is to kill themselves via government-assisted suicide. So basically, you're going to be injected with a lethal injection by your government at your request. And you're autistic, learning difficulties or autism. Boy, I mean, does that cover millions and millions of people? Well, that's easy to extinguish them, right? So you're like, Tom, where are you going with all this? Well, I want to show you the leftist global narrative, because the leftist global narrative is you are the carbon they want to get rid of. They'll either starve you out as John Kerry said, we need to eliminate half of the farms globally or people are going to starve to death. Aaron, can you make that make sense?
No.
Okay, that's a quote, by the way. We need to eliminate half of farming or people for global warming purposes, because if we don't, people are going to starve to death. If we don't eliminate half of our food, people are going to starve to death. Go on.
It's like the trees with Bill Gates. You got to tear all the trees down
and then bury them.
and then they
excrete all the gas into the air because they're fermenting under the ground.
Yeah.
And cut them down and have solar farms. Well, you have solar farms instead of actually having carbon eating trees.
Yeah.
The solar farms with the diesel engines backing them up.
Love it.
The places where you power your electric vehicle. Think about how idiotic that is. You pull up to one of these power stations. I hate electric vehicles. I've already told you the things that I've hated tonight. I'll try to remember the whole list. Hate federal workers. Hate the Capitol Hill Police Department. Hated something else too. I also hate electric vehicles because they're useless. It's the narrative and agenda behind them. That's the whole thing. It's so funny because you pull up to a charging station. What charges the charging station? It is the power plant that's burning natural gas, coal, or oil.
Yep.
All right. And then hidden behind all of these charging stations is a diesel engine spewing the horrible, hated CO2 into the air, charging the charging stations. And then you have these virtue signaling, false, righteous leftists driving around in their electric vehicles, in these little cubicle cars, driving on electric vehicles, saying, with their masks on still in 2025, saying, I'm saving the planet. Okay, all you did was take the CO2 that your car's emitting and move it to the power plant emitting it. That's all that you've done, because the power plant now has to charge your charger where it didn't before. How do people not see this? Because it's not that they're driving around saying, I'm an idiot. They're driving around, although they are. And that would be very beneficial to them to just go ahead and acknowledge it publicly. But they're actually driving around saying, I'm virtuous. How do you think that? I guess maybe they're doing their part by not excreting all their CO2 and sucking it back in. And maybe they're sterilizing themselves or something by doing that.
Hopefully.
Maybe that would be a benefit to society. All right. So we set this up here as I've digressed in many different directions. So you have Lord Falconer out of Great Britain espousing the virtue, his virtue signaling, of disposing of the autistic and those with learning difficulties. Again, a very broad spectrum there, both literally and figuratively, very broad spectrum. So these people, you have a learning difficulty. So you have a kid who is dyslexic. Oh, let's eliminate him. Lethal injection. You can just convince his mom to do so. Yeah, I mean, if you can convince leftists to continue to inject their children with gene altering clot shots, you probably can convince a large amount of them to dispose of their child with Down syndrome. Would everybody agree? They're 8 years old. Nah, send them in. Put cyanide in the drink. Whatever. I mean, you're like, Tom, that could ever happen. Does everybody remember that California, not a year ago, was trying to pass a law where you kill your baby 28 days after he was born? And you had Ralph Northam, the governor of California, saying, once the child is born, a conversation will ensue between the mother and the doctor. And the child will be made comfortable. The child's alive, sitting on a table. And somebody's going to decide whether to kill him or not? And that was perfectly fine with Northam and the people that were interviewing him. If that was you and I, we'd be like, are we talking about killing people here? And people always think that they'd be on the opposite side of Hitler. You honestly believe that you espouse the deaths of 40 million people per year worldwide every single year, and it's really probably double that, and you espouse that and you support that, and you wouldn't be a Nazi? Really? That's what you think? It's amazing that anybody would think that. So we have that going on in Great Britain. By the way, they're already killing hundreds and hundreds in Canada right now via government-assisted suicide. Aaron, but don't worry. It's voluntary.
Oh, of course.
Okay, I mean, it's voluntary. I mean, you don't have to worry. Just like everything's voluntary. You like your doctor?
You can keep your doctor.
Right. I mean, I'll never mandate the vaccines. We heard that in success, both the entire Obama administration right there. Obama and Biden both said that. That was them. So we got that. So they want to kill people. All right. So again, going to the Bible, one of the Bible verses we use all the time on this show is John 8:44-45. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. So who's murdering people? That would be the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist, including the Democratic Party. Let's look at this one, though. Carly Bonet video. She says, I'm just going to frame it my own way. My goodness, listen to Tulsi Gabbard. And whose administration was this taking place under? Play for me.
The most insidious was providing intelligence to the Mexican law enforcement that led to the arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies. Mr. President, it's your leadership that has made all of this possible. I can tell you, in the midst of this government shutdown, our folks, like everyone around this table, are working 24/7 without pay and eager to get after this because they believe in your leadership and the mission that you have presented to them. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll hand this off to Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller, right. The leader of.
And those are the people the Democrats want to allow in the country, unfettered. A person named La Diablo, the feminine devil, actually performing illegal C-sections, selling children's body parts, and selling children, probably for sex slavery and for their parts to be harvested in Ukraine. It's happening all the time now. I mean, this is them. I mean, it really is serious business. I know it. We are all entertained by these shows. I'm so entertained by Alex Jones. I love it. I'm a huge Alex Jones fan. I'm a huge Steve Bannon fan. Doesn't mean I agree with every last thing they say, but I mean, I certainly agree with most of it. But the thing is, I'm a huge fan. It's entertaining, but this is real. People are harvesting. We've known this because the Democrats also vote for Planned Parenthood to harvest eyeballs. hearts, kidneys, and everything else. It's all on video. And what happened when it was on video? It was caught on video. The man who went infiltrated Planned Parenthood. Remember this? Remember that? We played on the podcast.
Yep.
He infiltrates Planned Parenthood. Okay, now who funds Planned Parenthood? Democrats, of course. Slaughter about, they claim 1 million per year in the United States. Number one cause of death of black communities, not white police officers. White police officers kill 5 to 8 black unarmed black men per year. But Democrats kill 420,000 per year in the womb. That's white men, black men and black women in the womb as they advocate to be, as they advocate allegedly for blacks. So Planned Parenthood's infiltrated. And who was the AG of California at the time when this happened? Kamala, give it
Kamala.
To me. Aaron. There she is. So there we have Kamala.
Yep.
She's the AG. They find out that these people are committing multiple federal crimes and state crimes, selling kidneys, livers, cut up, serrated body parts of infants that were killed during abortion, which is completely illegal. Basically, doctors talking back and forth to one, oh, you need a kidney. I've got a kidney. And they're sipping Chardonnay. And then they're all disgusted by Hannibal. You are Hannibal. You're Hannibal Lecter. And you have this reporter exposes this. Who gets arrested? The reporter. He just won the case literally, I think, a year and a half ago. Finally got out of it. And Kamala, before she was even a senator. That's how long it took him to finally be free of it. That's how corrupt our country is. And again, everything's entertaining until you get arrested. So anyway, so you see the culture of the left globally. We deal with the Democratic Party here, but I mean globalist leftist bourgeois elitists, which includes the Democratic Party. They are the people or the party of death globally. They are the party of death. They are the party of lies. They are liars who lie and lie about their lies, and they are murderers of human beings. The Democrats want La Diablo in the country. They want her in the country. That's who they're allowing in the country. Let me show you this one. Go to the next one. Well, breaking 9/11 video, breaking 10 missing children found alive in Hawaii. Play for me.
Of the state's multi-agency child recovery operation called Shine the Light, 10 children between the ages of 13 and 18 were found. And authorities also made several arrests of adults. The operation was conducted over the weekend with the help of HPD, the FBI, U.S. Marshals, Secret Service, the military, and others. It's aimed at finding missing children listed as runaways across Oahu and providing them with essential services and care.
We do proactively run these operations to protect our children, whether it's the runaways or whether it's the enticement, the online, the internet crimes.
Now, I've marveled at this before because I mean, we saw, and I saw these even under the Biden administration, due credit, because usually I have Aaron check, you know, Aaron will check, I'll say, how many times did this happen under Biden? Well, it actually happened several times under Biden also. How is it that whenever they do these operations, they come up with, this is the least number I've ever seen, they come up with 50 or 60 kids. It's somewhere between 30 and 100 kids they find every time they have these operations. Why are we not doing them 24/7? Mm-hmm. I mean, where are all these kids going? I mean, everybody asks these questions. I mean, I know this is a very vacuous conversation that I'm having with you right now because I'm not giving you any sort of specific information. But I mean, how is this happening? And how is it so easy to find all these kids? And why are we not finding them all the time? And why are they all going missing? Are they going to La Diablo? Are our kids kidnapped off the streets, mainly in low-income areas, and then disappeared into sex slavery and labor trafficking for the rest of their lives? Is that what's happening? It certainly is what was happening on the southern border under Joe Biden, where 15,000 illegals were crossing per day. Remember the old statistics, right? The former Trump administration, 8,000 per month. Now it's zero. So let's just use the current Trump administration. Current Trump administration, zero releases into the public. At the border, zero. That's not hyperbolic. It's zero. Zero this month, zero last month. Actually, zero September, zero August. Zero. Biden, 15,000 per day crossing the border. Every single day. And many of them were kids disappeared into the wind. And many of them brought just straight to brothels. In strip clubs and sex trafficked right on the spot.
Yeah.
Because that's what Democrats want. It really is. They are the sex traffickers. I mean, who is it? Who is it that advocates for? I love to expose Democrats. Who is it that wants a 40-year-old man twerking his junk in front of the face of an 8-year-old girl? Democrats advocate for that. We saw Lloyd Austin, Mark Milley, McKenzie, CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, on Capitol Hill having to answer to Matt Gaetz about trans strip shows. Will loves these topics on military bases. And Aaron, who pays for those things?
Oh, we do.
We do. Yep. Yeah, congratulations to all of us. We hire, you know, like Tommy DeVille, you know, yes. or Tawny DeVille, who's Tommy, whose name's Tom, goes out there and twerks his taped up penis with his pot belly in the face of some, get this, Will, some military man's daughter on a military base. And you and I pay for that. Who does that? We don't advocate for that. So isn't that pseudo or really even non-pseudo advocating for pedophilia? Is it not? Is it not sexualizing children? And not only is it sexualizing them to the adult, it is actually putting the framework in the mind of a child to accept being sexualized. And it's all on purpose. And the only people that do that are not us. It's the left. We have no interest in those things. It's always the left. All right, finally to the NBA. Shadow of Ezra. I don't even want to. There's no enthusiasm here, but I'll fake it. I'll fake it.
Time for the NBA.
Hey. Yay. Hey, great. Best part of the show. Yeah. NBA, which I never watch. I will admit I'm a football addict.
Same.
But I mean, I will admit that. And I mean, I boycotted the NFL for 6 years. All right. But I'm back. I got hooked back in.
He's back.
I'm back. I'm an addict. And I don't really sit and watch games as much. I love them on in the background.
Yeah.
While totally. I'm puttering around doing other things. And I like having them on while I'm sleeping. Whatever. I just love it. And I love college football more even. So, but anyway, in the NBA, for those of you, I'm 57 that can remember back in the Gloria days of the NBA with Magic and Bird and Julius Irving and all those. Those are some great days. And even into the Michael Jordan era, that was all great. But anyway, we're certainly not there now. Shadow of Ezra video. New York City. So this is a joint jurisdictional operation. It's the FBI in New York City. New York City's police commissioner, of course she's a woman, Aaron.
Of course.
Has confirmed, because you have to make sure check the boxes. Yeah. Has confirmed that several NBA players were involved in rigging games to profit from bets placed on their own performances. Players allegedly manipulated their on-court play, deliberately scoring less or pulling themselves out of games to sway outcomes. And by the way, this is multidimensional. Because not only were they actually affecting games, they were also part of, and Chauncey Billups did both, some players, the other thing NBA players and retired NBA players were doing was they were part of these mafia put-on poker games. You're like, Tom, there's no way. It's all true. Mafia put on Gambino family, other Genovese family, I believe another one, put on these poker games, and they would lure people in. They called the NBA players face cards because they'd say, come and play with so-and-so. You can come and play with Chauncey Billups. And Chauncey Billups, they're all in on the scam, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I just have to say it. Everybody in the room was on... was in on the scam except for the people they called the fish. You'll hear FBI Director Cash Patel tell you about this in a minute. It'll seem redundant, but what the heck. They're called the fish. And this isn't that people go into these poker games. They weren't losing $12. They were going in and losing $500,000, $1 million. Okay, and what they had were they were X-raying their cards. They were using store-bought shuffling decks that were manipulated to benefit those who were in on the scam. That's what they were doing. And so the only people that were losing in the room were professional poker players while the mafia won. But anyway, New York City City's police commissioner has confirmed that several FBI players were involved in rigging games. Play for me.
Players to score less, rebound less, assist less, using information that was not yet public. In some instances, players altered their performance or took themselves out of games to make sure that those bets paid out. One example occurred on March 23rd, 2023, in Charlotte. Terry Rozier, an NBA player now with the Miami Heat, but at the time playing for the Hornets, allegedly let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics. Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home, where the group counted their cash. As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity. As a result of this investigation, six defendants, including Rozier, are now facing conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud.
Oh, this couldn't happen, right, Aaron?
The best comment I saw on that video was, "That's great. Now where are the Epstein files?"
Black pill! Black pill, there you go. Yeah, Aaron, check on the flight logs. We got
let me see.
Because they're now under Republican control.
Oh, they're still missing.
Still, John Thune has them now. Yeah. It went from Tricky Dicky Durbin to John Thune, and we still don't have the flight log. I mean, I would love to see the flight log. That's public. By the way, it's all public domain.
Yeah. Don't we have the Senate, the House, and the presidency?
Presidency and Supreme Court.
And Supreme Court. Oh,
right.
Yeah,
and
many
gubernatorial positions and everything else pretty much own the country right now. And for some reason, we're still. It's weird. We can't even see the flight log.
So odd.
I just want to know who's on the plane.
Yeah.
I'm not saying who diddled kids. I'd simply like to see who's on the flight log. So here we are. So here that's the basis of the case. So let's look into some NBA stuff here. I don't know if anybody watched this documentary. I don't know if it's Hulu or Netflix, but on Tim Donahue, Dom Lucrey video. So none of this could be true, right? Nobody's rigging games. It's all that bad. It really is that bad. And when you're like, people think it's a victimless crime. It's not a victimless crime. I'm not much of a gambler myself, and I'm not really against gambling. People want to gamble, they can. I rarely, if ever, gamble. But anyway, but people do gamble on these games, assuming that the outcome is not rigged.
Right.
Would everybody agree?
Yeah.
And it's being rigged for the benefit. Will brought up a very valid point that I actually forgot that I was thinking of all day today once I found out this story. Why are you doing this when you're making $40 million a year? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I guess it's just feet that are quick to rush into evil. And if you're because really, you're only going to make probably maybe a couple hundred grand. But you're already making $40 million. Why would you ever listen to anybody else? Go gamble your money. I mean, that would give you the juice, I guess, the excitement. But anyway, Dom Lucrey video breaking. Due to recent FBI NBA rigged games. So here's Tim Donahue, the referee who was caught rigging games. Play for me.
I do believe Allen Iverson knew this, and I believe all the players know this, that certain referees treat them much better than others.
Donaghy told us that 2 years ago, Iverson had incurred the wrath of the refs.
He had threatened one of our officials, and the NBA fined him $25,000. And we felt as a group that he should have been suspended. And because he wasn't, we felt like we would teach him a lesson.
During that time, you worked an Iverson game January 6, 2007. So you bet against Iverson's team.
Correct.
Because you knew that all the refs were gunning for him. This was openly discussed.
Openly discussed. And I knew that the other two referees and I sought out to do a little justice of our own.
The refs quickly called curious fouls on Iverson, including rarely called fouls for palming.
And Iverson still upset about that palming call. And
then they threw his game off, and his team lost. According to the game's announcers, even late in the game, you kept hurting Iverson's team by letting defenders bludgeon him without calling any fouls. Watch.
Tim Donahue will not call a foul when Iverson goes to the basket. About three in a row where he got to the basket, got fouled, we thought, no call.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at a foul that was let go. Obviously, in the pregame meetings, we came to the conclusion that we were not going to give Allen Iverson any marginal plays to the basket. And that absolutely should have been called a foul that I and the other referees passed on.
Did anyone in the NBA know about it?
There was a group supervisor at the game that came in at halftime who was laughing and stated that he felt that Iverson had gotten the message.
So the supervisor approved of your punishing Iverson?
Yes.
The NBA would not let that supervisor or any of its refs talk to us. In that game, Donaghy did make calls that helped him win his bet, but he insists that wasn't the point. He says all he wanted to do was punish Iverson. But yes, he did win his bet. Special Agent Philip Scala, who retired from the FBI last year, told us Donaghy would bet on a game when he knew who the refs were and that they felt strongly about certain players.
See, one of the wild things in here, this will actually up my interest in the story, is did everybody catch that real quick? Is that Allen Iverson had threatened a referee, like, say, I'm going to kick your A or something. So the refs, and he's probably threatening them because they were corrupt and were calling bad fouls against them. So the refs, in defense of their non-corruptness, corruptly attack Allen Iverson. They ought to be members of the Democratic Party. I mean, did everybody get that? I mean, it really is wild, but it shows you right there. And now that supervisor, as of the filming of that Netflix documentary, was still working in the NBA. The one who endorsed the unbiased, Will, Aaron, the unbiased referees. Mm-hmm. Even if you're one of your referee friends is threatened, you then have to unbiasedly ref the game. Just like you're supposed to do when you're judges in this country. Don't get me off on the judicial system. Mm-hmm. But people are unable to do that. How do you not understand that? So here's the thing. Well, you know, I can honestly say this. When I was a cop, I dealt with everything unbiasedly. I went into it because number one is for self-preservation. And I could never live with myself. I went into every single call unbiased. Unbiased. Because that's what my job is, to go in unbiased. Even if I knew the criminal history of the person who was accused of a crime, what are you? You're innocent until proven guilty. I went in like that. There was never any games played with me when I was law enforcement. If someone would say, well, just say this and just say that and we'll be able to cover. No. I remember one time where a school official found marijuana on a kid. And I said, well, how'd you find it? Well, I searched his bag. Well, it wasn't a legal search. And I could have just written that kid up. I could have charged him and just left out the search. And then most people can't afford an attorney and never would have been able to suppress the search and then suppress the charge. But I didn't. I said, it's an illegal detention. Give me the drugs. I'll have them burned up in property. And that's the end of it. The kid was never charged because the search was illegal. That's what you have to do. And I hate drugs and I hate marijuana. I had to smell it today at the racetrack and I hated it today. But I don't let my biases get into my job. That's the way it is. And I don't mean to get off into that, but it drives me nuts. All right, Jason Williams video. Seeing Damon Jones arrest. Here's some more corruption for you. Play for me.
You got two free throws. And LeBron comes by and taps you on the chest and whispers something to you. What did he tell you?
He said, if you miss these free throws, you know who's going to win it. What makes it worse, because we gamble at LeBron's house, me, Damon Jones, you know, that was our group. So Damon Jones is horrible at cards. He owed me money. Like every time we played them, I always used to scream out, the landlord's hit. The landlord needs his rent money. So he doesn't even play in game six. So when he whispers, you know who's gonna hit it, everybody assumed it was him. I knew what he was talking about. Like I was balling that game, just hit the three to get us in overtime. And then I see Damon Jones in there stretching. And they really put the man in. And the fact that LeBron even passed him the ball is what hurt the most.
Damon Jones, who hadn't played a second all game, inserted and knocks down the wall.
So Gilbert Arenas ties the game with a three, has two free throws to some pseudo seal the game, just to make the conversation simplistic. LeBron James, remember these, you have Wizards versus Cleveland Cavaliers. And they're on opposite teams, and LeBron walks up to him on the foul line, taps him on the chest, and says, you know who wins if you miss these shots or make these shots, whatever it was. The person who wins is his gambling buddy, because the three of them, all participating in this game in key roles, gamble at LeBron James's house. It's kind of weird, isn't it, Aaron? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It's kind of weird. And then what's his name? Damon Jones, who had not seen the court yet, strangely, is then inserted in the game and sinks the winning bucket and derives a certain amount of money out of this. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Hmm. It's almost as if it was rigged. Well, let's look at this one. MC Betts video. Whoever has Gary Payton II next arrest slip might be right. Play for me.
Gary Payton is gambling. The Warriors are up now by 13 points. All is good. But what's with the little schoolgirl chatter going on right here? Why on earth would we be covering the mouth up 12 with 5 seconds? Oh, because the spread was 11 and a half. Look at this. He even says they might have to shoot again. Oh, my God. And there's only one reason, Steph Curry, you cover your face up 12, because you're gambling, okay? So here we go. Second free throw, going to put him up 14 points, and all we have to pray for is no threes. No threes, and they cover. No, all right, so now the Wizards covered. The plus 11 and a half. Let's look in on Gary. Bro, the team just won by 11. And you're freaking out. Gary Payton. Oh, my.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, you actually look at this. You remember now, you have these two teams. You got the Golden State Warriors and the Washington Wizards again. And you're up by, you're winning. The game is over. You're up by 13 points. The game is over. Now, in order for them probably to win their bets, they need to be up 13 points because they're giving 11.5 points away. So they have to win by 12 points minimum. They're up by 13. They certainly can't have them go down and sink a three. Why would you be acting like this if all you cared about was winning the game? And everybody on that bench is making somewhere between $10 and $50 million a year. Why would you even care? They have to, why would you, I mean, again, listen, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. Body language doesn't lie. Look at them. You're still up by 11 points and the game is over. Why would you be acting like this? Why? Explain that to me. Aaron, can you help me?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, it's obviously corrupt, folks.
Yeah.
Obviously corrupt. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Cat turd video. Here's Cash Patel. Play for me.
But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery.
And thus concludes the NBA portion of the show. There we go. All right, that's it. There we go. Hopefully the right people go to jail. A lot of them have already been arrested. We'll see how it works out. Lots of rants tonight. Thank you guys so much. Rumble Rants. Hefner, $20. Thank you so much. Scott-a-lot, $20. Thank you so much. Dave Souders, $10. Thank you so much. The one and only Robin Aroni, $1. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys in the rant, even though I couldn't see you tonight. Love you guys. I'm going to pretend like you're here. Love you guys in the chat. Stick around for the post game. You're going to love it. It's awesome. Garen, give me a you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. It's awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.